T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When it comes to the Pelicans, and Mark, don't take this in any disrespect. When it comes to the Pelicans, one of the guys I really enjoy talking to, Jake Madison as well.
No disrespect taken. Jake knows exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah, Locked On Pelicans podcast. Jake, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
You bet. Look, Mark and I are going to tag team this one, if you don't mind him. He does our Pelicans primer each and every day, so Mark's been doing a great job filling us in and keeping us up to date on the Pelicans, and I'm sure he wants to pick your brain about a few things as well. But, Jake, well, I think Mark told me since December 23rd, the Pelicans are 9-3.
9-3.
So, Jake, it's a team that's starting to figure some things out here.
Yeah, definitely. You're seeing things come together. You know, it starts on the defensive side of the ball. They had been ranked 24th in the league, so they're 6th, 7th worst in the league at that point. But over the past 13, 14 games, they've ranked right about 8th in the league. So significant improvement on that side of the ball. And it's coincided with Derek Favors coming back and being that anchor down low, providing rim protection, eliminating the pick and roll. He's been unbelievably important for this team. But it's also these guys just being out on the court, spending some time together, developing chemistry, bettering their communication, knowing when to switch, knowing who guards who. And as you've seen that kind of come along the season, they've made big strides on that side of the ball. They're getting stops. They won the game against the Utah Jazz with defense, essentially, last night. So they're playing much better on that side of the ball, and they're starting to win some games.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast here on Sports Talk. And Jake, the much-anticipated debut, Zion Williamson, next week. And what should we expect? I mean, I know he's thought of, you know, he's the number one pick, but reasonably, what should we expect in terms of his impact in the first week that he joins the Pelicans?
You know, it's tough to try and figure that out. I wouldn't say it's going to be significant. He doesn't have a minutes restriction, but certainly they're not going to throw him into the fire and play him 36 minutes or so per night. I expect it to be about 20 minutes to, you know, in the beginning. I don't even know if he'll be starting and more likely coming off the bench. So does he play in 2 10-minute spurts? Is it 4 5-minute spurts? We've got to kind of wait and see, and it might change on a night-to-night basis. But he's coming back at the perfect time. This team will be healthy. They should have Drew Holiday back, J.J. Redick back. You've seen Brandon Ingram playing well. Derek Favors is back. So he'll step into a pretty fully healthy team, and he doesn't have to be the guy. They have the man on this team in Brandon Ingram after his 49-point explosion the other night. He can come in and just work off ball, rebound, play a little bit of defense, and try and go for a dunk or two, and he will be just fine in this offense, and they'll be able to win games. So I think you'll see him get double figures. He might come close to that in rebounds too, but I wouldn't expect kind of like the performances we saw from him in preseason, where he averaged 23 points, 7 boards, steal and a half per game, and shot 70-something percent from the field.
Jake, Mark Menard here. How much should the New Orleans fan base love assistant coach Fred Vincent and what he's done to help develop the guys on this team? Because I'm of the opinion that it's a lot.
Yes, a significant amount. This is a guy who's been on the coaching staff for a number of years now, working with various players in the Pelicans and Hornets organization, and has helped them just kind of refine their shots. You're seeing him do wonders here with Lonzo Ball. He had a completely broken jump shot for the first 2 years of his career, even in his lone season at UCLA, and they've worked on it and continue to work on that jump shot, and you're seeing it pay dividends out there on the court. He's a very credible three-point shooter now. The free throw stroke isn't there, but he can bomb it away from deep if you leave him wide open, and you're seeing teams realize they can't do that anymore, and he directly credits Fred Vinton with that. They're working before games on that shot. Same for a guy like Brandon Ingram, who needed to refine his shot a little bit, and we've seen how good that jumper of his is this year. He's shooting significantly better from three than he ever has in his career. That mid-range game of his is absolute money. It was what should have been a game winner against the Utah Jazz, and all of that's due to Fred Vinson. And you can go back even further. Tyreke Evans shot the three ball better than he ever had before in his career when he came to New Orleans and worked with Coach Vinson. Same with Anthony Davis. His mid-range jumper is very good too, and it makes all of these guys just a better threat to be NBA players when you can shoot like that.
We were talking about this earlier, especially when it comes to Lonzo Ball and, you know, the way that making him a credible threat from the three-point line and a better shooter has really unlocked extra levels to his ability to pass the ball, which, you know, now that defenses have to honor him, it's letting him show off what a great passer he really is.
Yeah, and you're seeing that he had 13 assists against the Utah Jazz, and all of a sudden you can't just have a defender sag off and kind of clog the lane, whether it's to take away a drive of his, whether it's to take away a cutter, and that just means there's going to be more space for him to fling the ball around. We've seen teams, and you saw the Pelicans do this to the Lakers last year. They basically said, if you have Lonzo Ball out there on the court, you're playing 4-on-5. We're not going to put a man on him. We'll double the best player, and we'll let him shoot. And against the Pelicans, I think he was 3-of-15 from 3 in that game. Now, he's not going to have very many 3-of-15 nights. He'll be shooting close to 50% if you leave him open like that, and you're going to lose the game because of it. And now that you've got to put a defender out there on him, guys can cut a little bit easier. There's more room for them, and it just opens up the offense significantly.
We know when Zion's coming back. That's going to be on Wednesday. But when do you think we'll get Drew Holiday back in this lineup?
You know, it remains to be seen a little bit. They actually changed his injury designation. They'd called it a left elbow contusion. He's out for the game tomorrow against the Los Angeles Clippers, but they're now calling it like a left strain on his arm, so it's more of a muscular issue. I expect you'll see him play on either Monday, or they might save him for when Zion makes his debut that Wednesday and put a more complete team around the number one overall pick. It isn't a big deal. The fact that they changed the designation kind of clears it up for us a little bit. Maybe they're trying to hide that somewhat. But this doesn't seem like it's a big deal. He wants to be out there. You see him kind of so excited on the bench with these guys. He's having a lot of fun right now, so he wants to be out on the court. I think we'll see him back in the next game or two.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast here on Sports Talk, at Nola Jake on Twitter. Jake, I'm going to throw you a curveball as I typically do whenever you're on with me. What would you give up? What would you sacrifice personally, if you would, to get Joe Burrow in a Saints uniform? If you could give up one thing and make it happen.
So I wouldn't give up Zion Williamson, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Being a basketball guy here. You know, I'd have to think about that. Like, I'd be willing to sacrifice my car and try and take the streetcar a little bit more to get him here. You know, I'm a Tulane guy myself, but I've been enthralled with this LSU season, and I think that team definitely has to go down as one of the all-time best. And same with Joe Burrow. He looks as sure of a thing as I think I've ever seen when it comes to a pro-ready quarterback. So getting that heir apparent to Drew Brees behind, you know, this team, I think is a great opportunity. I'll give up my car. I like my car. It's orange. It goes fast. It's a sports car. You know, I think that counts as something here.
Oh, yeah. No car for a year?
Yeah, I'd say let's call it that. Then we're pushing it if we go beyond a year.
That's fair. Good job, Jake. Mark's got more.
What would you give up to get some of Joe Burrow's swag in the Pelicans locker room? Like just his confidence.
They
just
have that, I think. You see what the video from the game last night when they had Brandon Ingram walk in there last, and he didn't realize they were all ready to not shower him in champagne and cigars, I guess, but just throw water all over him, which was still pretty good. Look at one of the things the guy in the front office has told me for a different team that you got to watch when you watch a team play to understand their chemistry is look at the bench when guys score. If a player scores and the bench is jumping up and down and they're excited, they like that dude. And you've seen it with players here on the team where a guy scores and the team's kind of quiet and they're not really doing much. This team, whenever anybody scores, is jumping up and down and dancing and hollering. So they're having a lot of fun in the locker room right now, particularly because they're winning more basketball games.
That's a sign of a close team. I've just been around enough teams to realize that. And look, Jake, that I think that's important. And that was a part of the vision of David Griffin, is the placing the emphasis on team guys, but also guys that are passionate about basketball. Opposed to like Eric Gordon, I don't think he was necessarily like he loved the game of basketball. He played it because he was good at it. He could make money doing so. But you get my point here, Jake?
Yeah, absolutely. It's guys who like live and breathe the game and just love the game versus guys who are doing this kind of as a career to make money. And there's nothing wrong with that. If that's your chosen profession, go out and do it. You know, I know a lot of people who have jobs. It pays the bills. They're not necessarily passionate about it. But it's also helpful when you get guys that are basketball junkies, that like to watch other games, that want to go out and play and compete, and it can sometimes take your team to the next level. And when you have young, impressionable guys, and you have three rookies on this team who are in Jackson Hayes, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and Zion Williamson, putting them around those guys like J.J. Redick, like Drew Holiday, who just love the game, just helps them, I think, a little bit. So there's a lot of thought into the team building that they've done here in New Orleans.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast. You can listen to him wherever you get your podcast. Jake, good to have you back on, man. Talk to you soon.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
All right. We'll step away and come back. First, though, I want to squeeze in Ronald in St. Rose. Go ahead, Ronald. You're on WWL.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Real quick, I would keep Von Bell out of the three names. I would let the other two go. And you was asking another question. When do you think we will make it to the Super Bowl? I think we can make it next year if we get the right players on defense and offense. And also for the draft, I think we got to get someone, a backup quarterback where Drew Brees can train this guy to take his place, like from Tulane or one of these good schools that Drew Brees can take under his wing and train him. And thank you for taking my call.
Ronald, thanks for the phone call. That guy might be Taysom Hill. He might already be on the roster. 25 Saints players expected to become restricted or unrestricted free agents. What are you doing with A.J. Klein, David Onyemata, and cornerback P.J. Williams? Of those three, how many are you keeping? How many are you letting walk? 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.